I want to start out by reminding people about some tax legislation I got passed to help victims of flooding, because this is the end of the year and people need to be up to date on their tax law changes. In October, Congress took action on an important piece of tax legislation that I had been pushing that would help Iowans hit by historic floods and tornadoes. In the last few days, the IRS issued guidance of this recently passed legislation. As Iowans and tax preparers in disaster areas begin preparing their tax returns, I hope that they'll use this information to help them figure out what tax relief might be available to them. The legislation was tailored to help flood and tornado victims rebuild and recover. And for me, that's especially in Iowa, because that's where most of the damage from the flooding and the tornadoes was done. The bill that I got passed was modeled after one that I passed in 2005 for victims of Hurricane Katrina. The new law is designed to help small businesses and individuals. So some examples of small business that they can use to lower their tax liability include more quickly writing off demolition and remediation expenses. Small business will be able to take a tax credit for keeping employees who they'd otherwise have to lay off because of the disaster. It also will help small business access below market interest rate financing by expanding tax-exempt bond authority. And for individuals and families, this law will let disaster victims access money in their retirement accounts without tax penalty. It'll also help communities by suspending limits on tax incentives for charitable contributions. The tax relief law also creates tax credit bond authority to help local governments build infrastructure, among many other provisions that are in the bill. And this last one on tax credit bond authority was expanded at the request of Cedar Rapids. I will have a summary of the IRS regulations on my website, but I would encourage Iowans also to visit www.irs.gov to get specific information that they might need, because these guidance, tax guidance instructions have just been put out by the IRS. Kay?
Senator, I had a tax-related question for you. I'm wondering if you and the chair of the Finance Committee have started to draft tax provisions you hope may be passed in the first 100 days of the Obama administration, what those might be.
As part of the stimulus package, yes. Our staffs are working on them at this point. And I would say that most of the ones that are going to be bipartisan agreement on, and maybe all of them will have bipartisan agreement, but there's a lot of extension of energy tax credits, wind, solar, biomass, biodiesel, ethanol, et cetera, that probably would be a major part of that that provisions. Then in addition, continuing as we have over the last couple years, extending what we call Section 179 depreciation, which gives people an opportunity to expense in 1 year instead of depreciating over several years, for small business, any equipment depreciation that they might would otherwise take advantage of could be written off in 1 year, I think up to $250,000 a year. Ryan?
Yeah, Senator, later this morning, the mayor of Des Moines, the mayor of Cedar Rapids, they're holding a media call later today asking you to support the Obama Jobs and Economic Recovery Plan. Do you have a comment on that? They said that the president-elect outlined during his December 6th radio address a plan to create or save at least 3 million jobs in 2 years, some long-term investments, those type of things. You been in contact with any of this? Is this something you support? Yeah. What are some things here as we move forward?
There isn't anything on paper except the general statements that the president's made. And I don't think there's any doubt we're going to pass a stimulus package. It would depend upon how balanced it is towards things that are for immediate implementation of jobs. That would be the expenditure of money, like, for instance, for highways as an example. But the extent to which short-term stimulus package, and short-term, I mean mostly borrowing and spending money to stimulate the economy right now, the extent to which it's balanced with tax incentives to encourage private investment, because it's only private investment that creates jobs long-term, and we're interested in the long-term as well as the short-term, and giving people that are in business a signal of what the tax laws will be long-term is what it's going to take to create investment and the jobs that result from it. So it would be the combination of long-term and short-term job improvement climate that would make a determination of what I would vote for. And from the standpoint of some money for stimulus, yes, I would vote for some money for stimulus, but I need to know what the what is in the package. That was Ryan. Joyce, I was told you're on here.
Yes, Senator. Tell me a little bit more about you. When you were talking about the flood-related tax relief, you mentioned something that Cedar Rapids had specifically asked for to be expanded. Could you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, we have had for a long period of time some provisions for people hit by disaster that we would temporarily increase the tax credit bond authority that local governments can normally use in good times and times of disaster for building, particularly housing or other infrastructure. And there's a cap that cities have and states have that they can't exceed bonding authority in any one year. And so for flood victims like Katrina or Cedar Rapids or maybe other natural disasters as well, we have increased that cap because there's going to be a very dramatic need for it in times of disaster more than just in normal times. Okay, anybody else? Okay, thank you all very much.